You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, this is Amy L. Adler, and you're listening to Your Job Search Coach. I'm an executive resume writer with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. In my last episode, I talked about connecting with LinkedIn lions. Today, I want to talk about what it means to become a LinkedIn lion, a LinkedIn open networker, and how you can balance the pros and cons of becoming a LinkedIn lion for your own executive job search. So are you proud of the number of connections you have on LinkedIn? Is this a metric you wish to cultivate? If so, can you definitively explain the value of having 1,000 connections or 10,000 connections or more? If you can, you should consider becoming a LinkedIn open networker or a lion. We all know that special person who just quote-unquote knows everyone. When we have a question about something specific, we ask that person for a contact, and he or she just pulls one up, having built an address book of the right people. In the parlance of Jim Collins's personal board of directors, this individual is the connector who can help us find the right resources. On LinkedIn, this connector is called a lion, and this person is willing to serve as a connecting hub for hundreds, if not thousands, of LinkedIn connections. The value of becoming a lion is clear. The more people with whom you are connected on LinkedIn, the more likely you are to have a connection who has a connection in a company of interest to you. So if this is true, why shouldn't everyone seek to build a LinkedIn connection cast of thousands? In that regard, the pros of becoming a LinkedIn lion should be obvious. By announcing your status change, you'll be inundated with connection requests of perhaps hundreds. Feel free to accept them all. And watch your profile views grow radically week to week. Post interesting status updates along the way, and you'll likely see your posts circulate widely. On the other hand, you won't really know these new connections unless you make a practice of getting to know each one. What is likely to happen is that people will connect with you specifically because they want access to your network, which is easy on LinkedIn, but harder if not impossible in real life. How can you recommend the expertise of someone you don't know to someone you don't know? Thus, if you're a numbers wonk and just want to see your metrics change, by all means, become a LinkedIn lion. Announce your new position on all the groups to which you belong. Put it in your headline. Ask for connections and state that you'll never give an I don't know this person response to a connection request. However, if you are a serious job seeker, you'll see pretty quickly that lion status is just that. A status. It doesn't have a qualitative impact on the strategy of your job search. Instead, keep building your network strategically. If that means that along the way you reach out to a lion in your industry, in your job function, or known to someone you know well to strategically access that person's network, by all means do so. But don't dilute the value of the connections among those who trust your discernment by thinning out your network beyond strategic need. Thanks for listening to this podcast about what it means to be a LinkedIn lion. If you are a lion, I'd be interested to know what you think about your status and how it has helped you. If you want to reach me directly, again, I'm Amy L. Adler, 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, 801-810-5627. Thanks so much for listening.